In a Christian's prayer life, how to distinguish faith from presumption. It can be difficult because Christians are in the flesh. Christians have strong desires, and they may well make the mistake. I've seen it happen again and again, and I found myself falling into it at times, of imposing their will upon the Lord's will, saying that this must be so. I've heard people come and just take a verse of scripture and say, that's for me, and lift it out and say, I have God's promise, when, well, I have no indication they have God's promise. So what's faith and what's presumption? To say, it can be difficult. But however, faith is always, and this is a very basic definition, but faith is always a response to a definitive divine revelation. Faith is never just a human feeling or a human emotion. It is not merely even a human desire, however strong. All those things may be present, but faith is a reaction to what God has said or what God has promised. That's the fundamental thing. Now, the answer, therefore, for me as a Christian has always got to be to the question, what saith the Lord? What does the Lord say about this? And if it's something that the Bible does not specifically address, for example, I have a neighbor, I want to see him saved, I'm praying for him. Now, the Bible doesn't mention my neighbor by name or even by reference. So, can I know the will of God? Well, I believe I can. But it's not simply by saying, well, there's a verse of scripture, I'm going to lift it out and stand on it. That's something I've got to take before the Lord. Now, there's an ingredient here that we can't miss. Romans chapter 8 tells us that they who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. The mark of the sons of God is that they have the indwelling Spirit. The indwelling Spirit lives within a Christian, and he leads a Christian. Now, his leadership is one thing. Our submissive following is another. When Paul says in Ephesians 5, be filled with the Spirit, he's talking about existing full or under the control of the Holy Spirit, submitted to the control and the leadership of the Spirit of God. And where a Christian is doing that, the Spirit will lead. And where the Spirit doesn't give that conviction and that leadership, then a Christian should not seek to impose it or should not seek to dream it up. Where I don't know the will of God, as for example in praying for an individual, I can pray the Lord according to his will move upon that person's heart and submit everything to the will of God. It doesn't stop me praying for him, because God's will is the best and I can never do any better than that. But that will keep me from presumption. Presumption is where I go ahead of the leading of the Spirit. Faith is where I'm responding to something that I know the Bible has revealed and the Spirit has imposed upon my conscience.